Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that GoBob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. GoBob Pipe and Steel have several red rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the red rhino.
Ernie, GoBob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of red rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, GoBob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Orlean wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my red rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. GoBob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
Well, look for hog futures to open higher here this morning, supported by follow-through buying and the appreciating pork carcass value. The cattle complex should be firm in the early going as traders position ahead of late-week cash. Now, cattle buying interest should slowly start to take shape today. Similarly, asking prices should become better defined. We're looking at about $130 in the south, $210 to $215 in the north. Positively, most packers seem both short-bought and well-managed, but yet don't be surprised if significant trade value does not surface until sometime Friday. Live and feeder cattle futures are likely to open mostly higher thanks to short covering and positioning ahead of late week cash. Now, hog spending accelerated at midweek, probably a reflecting of both tightening supplies and impressive growth in carcass value. Look for follow-through procurement efforts to surface today with opening bids $1 to $2 higher. Saturday kill plans should total close to 165,000 head. If that's close to the mark, the weekly slaughter total should be close to 1.87 million head. Lean futures should open moderately higher, boosted by improving fundamentals. Now, the grain futures did move sharply higher yesterday, bouncing back from Tuesday selling in corn and soybeans on a surprising turnaround that gained strength into the close. Crop prices were already moving higher when they caught additional draft from outside markets. Wheat prices were the first to move higher yesterday, posting gains in the overnight session, but they were soon left in the wake of soybeans, though they did recover some of Tuesday's steep losses. Corn prices jumped to their highest level since harvest, with both July and December futures posting key reversals higher. July gained traction shortly after the open yesterday when a move to new session lows failed to uncover new selling. And soybeans topped $11 on the nearby for the first time since September, with July and November futures both posting key reversals higher. While November didn't take out its May 10 high, it ended with a test of the resistance line off of May highs. Now we'll check futures right after this.
Hey, cattle producers, the Apache Auction Market's got a special cow sale coming up on Saturday, June 11th at high noon. Mark your calendar for that date. Taylor Ranch will be featuring 200 head of 3 to 4 year old Angus Krause cows bred to Red Angus bulls. Knott Ranch, 140 head of 3 to 4 year old Angus Krause cows, AI to Red Angus bulls. They'll all calve in that October December time frame. For more information, you can call the Apache Auction Market toll free at 888-926-9696.
Well, on our live cattle futures, live cattle at the close, June was, it was up 32 cents at 121.42. August down 60 cents, 117.45. August feeder cattle at the close down 67 at 146.42. September down 47 at 144.85. June hogs up 57 cents, 81.15. And July was up 135 at 82.80. On the grains at the close, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July was up 8 3/4, 456. And the September was 8 1/2 at 472 1/4. Chicago wheat, July was up 9 1/4 at 473 3/4. September was up 9 1/2 at 485. June corn, July corn up 9 cents, 413 3/4. September up 8 1/4 at 415. July soybeans up 21 1/4 at 1099 3/4. August up 19 cents at 1095 1/2. July cotton down 8 6309. October down 5 6345. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.